you say of the different languages?
Yeah, amaculo ayeculwa ubamfundise seyibhungu engakashadi.
Now I'd like to teach you some choruses which Reverend Stegan taught us when he was still a young missionary before he even got married.
Iwona ka esenza ukuthi silangazelele kuye enkonzweni.
And these choruses caused us to yearn to be at the service.
Ungathi uyofika nini efaya licula endleleni iculo kuze ukuthi noma lini izulu nomhlelelo lini nomhlele venini uze kushisa ngaphakathi.
And if you'd go to a fire, the farm there where we often had services, and you'd go there maybe at the back of a pickup, maybe at the back of a lorry, you'd sing even if it would be raining.
Noma usuke ekhaya noma uye emfuleni noma usenkomeni khuba inkomo uwacule lamaculo.
And if you would be at home and you'd go down to the river, or you'd be herding the cattle, you'd be busy with those different duties and tasks, you'd be singing these choruses. Because you had received the Lord Jesus into your heart and life, and you felt the sweetness of it. Now, Dr. Albi mentioned here from the front, he said, may it not be that we feel in the service that it's just a duty that you bored. Now, even though this service should draw to an end at around 12:30.
Noma kwata to 12.
Or quarter to 12.
Ngoba ngala emsakazweni bafuna futhi ukuza ukuthi inkonzo babusiseke ngakuphi uma sekuphunyiwe ngaphandle bayabuza ukuthi ake nishone ukuthi nizweni ngenkonzo.
Now, on Radio Kwezi, they have a period immediately after the service where they get feedback from the listeners, where they can phone in and say what blessed them according concerning the service.
What among have we cut our number 5 to 1, no mango 1 o'clock, don't get into Swila Shilege, Abasafu, Asebez, who show low to go to Babu Sisegenga.
Now, if you only finish the service at about 5 to 1, then obviously that opportunity won't be there, and then an opportunity is missed.
Yawulalela ke nami umsakazi ukuthi ngikhona noma ngekho enkonzweni, ngilalele ngibezwe abantu ukuthi sibusisekile uma sibanibani eshumayela 888.
And I listen in, even if I'm not here present. I listen to the radio when the service is broadcast, and I also listen to the responses of the people where they say what has blessed them.
Nante lokuqala lithi kade ngangisezonweni sami. Inganginakekeli inkosi yami igazi lakho lakhokhe icala lami eGolgotha.
And here's the first chorus. I've been in my sin for a long time, and I've been a sinner for a long time, not concerned at all about my Lord and Savior, whereas your blood paid the price for my sin.
Yebo, umuso ngaka nothando nokuthethelelwa kwezono nokukhululwa komphefumulo wami eGolgotha.
Oh, what grace! The forgiveness of my sin and the deliverance that I received at Golgotha.
Izwi lahlaba inhliziyo yami langibonisa ukweduka kwami ngazivuma izono zami.
The word pierced my heart. I saw my going astray, and then I was saved.
Siligugu kimi siphambano.
The cross is precious to me.
Siligugu kimi siphambano sangahlukanisa nezono zami. Siligugu kimi siphambano.
Oh, and then I also previously said, I then confessed my sin, and the cross is so precious to me, for it separated me from my sin.
EGolgotha yabethelwa ivana ngenxa yezono zethu.
On Golgotha, the lamb was slain because of our sin.
manje abakwazi ukusukuma bazosukuma ke ke sicule leliculo lamaculo lawa ngesizulu.
So if those who are able to, we can stand up and then we can sing the song together.
Mrs. Khumalo, somcela be nobani kambe becula laphambili.
We'll ask Mrs. Khumalo and whoever was with her to please come forward and to help.
Manje mawucula leliculo malethi kade ngangisezonini sami ngingayinakekeli inkosi yami igazi lakho keqala lami.
Now, where it says, I've been in my sin for a long time, not caring about my Savior, even though his blood had paid for my sin.
Igazi lika Jesu lakhokha amacala ethu.
The blood of Jesus paid for the guilt of our sin.
Ngaze wena osaphila ezonweni igazi lika Jesu lakhokhwa na.
You that are still in your sin, what did the blood of Jesus pay in your life?
Listen, lithi yeka umusa ongaka nothando okuthethelelwa kwezono wakhulula umphefumulo.
And then, oh what grace, oh what love, that my sin was forgiven and I was delivered.
Ngabe wakho umphefumulo swakhululwa yini ezonweni usakhululeka na njengoba uthi usindisiwe.
Now you who say you've been saved, has your soul been delivered from your sin?
Izwi lahlaba inhliziyo yami. Ngibona ngimi la ePhilippi ngahlabeka mina 1963 lahlaba inhliziyo yami nanamhlanje sayihlaba inhliziyo.
The word pierced my heart. As you see me stand here at the pulpit, the word pierced my heart in 1963 and it still pierces my heart till today.
Langibonisa kweduka kwami lelizwi leli elashunyayela lenceku le engumfundisi Stegen.
And the word preached by Reverend Stegen showed me where I'd gone lost and where I'd gone astray.
Ngaze ngasivumi izono zami kusho lona iculo.
And then I confess my sin. That's what the song says.
Nawe ke uma wasivuma izono zakho, yini pho isono sabusa empilweni yakho.
So if you confess your sin, why then does sin still reign in your life?
Bese lithi kimi siligugu isiphambano esingehlukanisa nezono zami siligugu kimi isiphambano. Esakhi isiphambano siyakwehlukanisa yini nezono na?
And then it says, this cross is so precious to me because it separated me from my sin. Is your cross precious? Has it separated you from your sin?
Yini uma ngabe isono sabusa kwena empilweni yakho na? Sisabusiswa yini isono empilweni yakho uma sakwahlukanisa nezono iculo lisho njalo kanje.
Why does sin then still rule in your life if the cross separated you from that sin in accordance with this song?
Iwoke lamaculo thina sawusacula siyenkonzweni lina linjani kumakhaza kunengqoqwana noma kanjani ngoba sasazi ukuthi ivangeli masithusa utholile intombi insizwa funa likhlukanise nezono.
And this is the song and the kind of songs that we sang when we were on our way to the services, come rain, come whatever kind of weather it may be, because we felt the preciousness of that, having received this gospel.
Okay, I not shy again.
Thank you.
Ngisafisa ukufakaza ngencwadi kaIsaya isahluko samashumi amahlanu nesishiyagalolunye.
I'd like to testify concerning Isaiah chapter 59.
Noma ngezukushumayelwa ngalo.
Even though I won't preach on it.
Noma makho isahluko 11 verse 24.
And Mark 11 verse 24.
Lelizwi leli mawulufunde uqala ngayo umprofeti uIsaiah uthi bheka isandla sikaJehova sifinyeziwe besingasindisi ububi bomuntu.
And then here in Isaiah it says from verse 1, behold, the Lord's hand isn't shortened that it cannot save, but your iniquities.
Manje simbona uNkulunkulu esasebenza namanje.
We see God still at work even now.
Sukela la kusekhona insizwa la ezomphakathi okhathazekile.
There are still young men here from the concerned community.
Fika la insizwa la ikhuluma nathi.
And a young man would come and speak to us.
Ethi le insizwa la ngiyahlupheka mase kuhlwile nje. Ngikhala njengebhubesi, ngikhale njengengulube, ngikhale njengempigogo.
And this young man came troubled and saying, you know, when the sun goes down, I make all kinds of animal noises like that of a lion or of a pig, squealing like a pig or like making that awful sound of a peacock.
Uma sengisendlini nje bahlupheka la ngilala khona.
And there where I am in the room, the dormitory where I sleep, the others that are together with me, they are really suffering because of it. And then he was asked, do the others also hear those noises? And then he said, yes, indeed, they hear me.
Awu lonsizwa mayisibuya ngakusasa isibuya ithi isikhululiwe.
And then when that young man came back the following day, he was able to say, I was delivered from those powers of darkness. Remember Professor Dr. Kurt Koch, who wrote the book Revival Amongst the Zulus, he wrote extensively about occult powers.
Manje omunye uthi hawu angeningisizeni njengoba mangabe ngibuyele ekhaya uma wami uyakhala uthi ugijiba magundane njalo endlini mase kufike mina.
And then somebody else said, you know, please pray for me because I'm going to go home and my mother says whenever I come home then she always hears the pattering feet of mice running all around.
Umesebuya usebuya uthi ma uthokozile amagundana asagijima endlini makufika mina.
And then when he came back rejoicing, saying, my mother said she's so glad because when I came home, she didn't hear the sound of those mice running around anymore.
Omunye nje alezi insuku futhi ufike kula maqala nje uJanuwari wakhala wathi hawu ake nisizeni ake nikhulekeni indodana yomfowethu iyafa utshwala emsebenzini ngapha ngakoguli.
And then somebody else came around about January and saying, please pray because the son of my brother, he is terribly addicted to alcohol and he's busy perishing there in the Bulwer area.
Manje ke kanti le ndodana izophuza kakhulu izophuza mayisiphuzile isiyahlanza isithi indaba kaanti usonta kwasezabantu.
And then after he would drink he would get so drunk that he would even vomit it out. And then when he would do that he would say, the problem is my aunt, she goes to church at kwasezabantu mission, that's why I'm vomiting.
Mayisibona ku aunti wayo kwela kubo le ngasenquthu sethi hawu ngacela kwasiza abantu bathandaza nawe ingakho nje ungasaphuzi.
And then when he met her at Mutu, he said, she said to him, you know, there at the mission, I asked them to pray for you, and that's why you're no longer drinking.
Manje wasethe awu leyo ndawo isimanga ngoba mina bengithi indaba yokusonta kwakho kanti ukukhulekiwe na.
And he said, well, you know, that place is amazing. I thought it's just you're going to church, they're attending there. In the meantime, it's the power of prayer.
Omunye osesitolo osebenza la eSevrethi, mayeseyizwa leyo ndaba wayesethi la, hawu, ake ningisizeni nami umfowethu uyaphuza uyabhema.
And then somebody at Saverite came and said, please pray for my brother who drinks and smokes.
Manje wayesethi hawu ma ushaya ucingo uyabonga ukuthi umfowenu la ubuye ngaphuzile akasabhemi.
And then she said her mother phoned her and said she's so grateful because she said your brother came back home, he's no longer smoking and drinking.
Manje ke utshwala ke ndiyazi nina elilalele ukuthi sephuzwa namantombazane.
Now those especially maybe listening into this service, you know that even girls and women, they also drink now.
Abazali manje ngobathathelwe inkonzo bethathelwe inkonzo sebeyabonga manje bethe hawu njalo makuphela inyanga besinazi ukuthi niyaphuza senenziwa yini ningaphuzi.
And now we held different services at different places for these people, for these young people. And now the parents are asking and they're saying, but you know, we always knew when you come back at the end of the month, you'd drink out your money, you'd use it in that way. Now you're no longer doing it. What's happened? Now I was at home and I woke up this morning. And I asked this young man, I said, would you mind if I mentioned you in the service and what happened to you? And because when Reverend Segan prayed for people at Mapumulo, his mother was somebody who was barren, who had no children. And she came to Reverend Stegan and she said, please pray for me, I'm unable to have children. And then in 1970, she had a child, and the child's name is Lizwe Lenkosi. And the sister of my father is still alive. She's around about 86 years old.
Manje naye wathi uma wakho amtshela ukuthi hambise hambe kwamaphumu yokukhulekela ukuba uthole ingane nakho sekumile manje usayithola.
And her mother had sent her to Mapumulo and said, go to the preacher there, ask him to pray for you because now you see you're no longer having children.
Manje ke wayithola ingane wayiqamba ukuthi ukhulekani.
And then she had a child. And she called him Kulegani. He's a teacher.
Manje ngiyabamema njalo ukuthi fikani nizo anize kuba mfundisa nibone.
And I always invite them. I say, please come and see Reverend Segan that he can see you.
Bengisekantsheni lasedandi la emission.
I was at one of our branches at Dundee.
Ngabona omunye.
And I saw somebody there.
Wathi wayelethwe la enkonzweni.
And he says that he was brought here to the services or to the mission by Ritilda's father. And he said, I was paralyzed, I couldn't walk, I was lame. And said, when they just helped me and carried me and got me into the vehicle, and I was brought to the mission, I was prayed for. Thereafter, I could walk, as you see me walking even still today. When somebody else heard about that here at the mission, hearing that God is at work here at the mission, that person said, you know, there's someone in our family who's so troubled.
njalo mayivuka ekseni ingubo yakhe isigcwele inkalankala.
Whenever that person wakes up in the morning, their blanket is full of crabs.
Kokunye ublanket wakhe usugcwele ingubo yakhe isigcwele intethe.
And
intethe lokhu
Sometimes it'd be full of grasshoppers.
Manje ngiyambuza ke ukuthi kuhamba kanjani ke ngoba ubucele ukuthi uthandaziswe kuleyonto.
And then I asked the person, now how's it going? Because you asked for prayer for that.
Manje unothi hawu umama uvuka kungasekho lutho.
And so he said, no, my mother now wakes up and there's nothing left of that.
Abanye bathi makusebusuku.
Some say when it's at night,
babona ngesithombe nje phakathi nendawo.
They see a picture just in the middle somewhere.
Bese ke avuse ingane athi niyayibona ini lento.
And then that person will wake up the children and say, do you also see that picture?
Bathi yebo siyayibona.
And they say, yes, we do.
Bese mase kubuyelwa kuleyo ndawo sekuyabuya sekuthiwa hawu sebelala ubuthongo bomnandi.
And then now after that, when we now hear about that, we now hear they sleep a deep, wonderful sleep.
Abanye bakhala bekhale ngekhova, abanye bekhale ngokuthi khona izinto abazidla la, abanye bakhale ngemfene ngendlela naziyona namazulu ukuthi kuthakaza kuthakathwana kanjalo.
Now some complain about owls, some complain about baboons and apes. Like you know, you from KwaZulu, you know that's what people use for witchcraft. Some complain about the togolosh. The togolosh troubles white and black people.
If
as a woman, this togolosh comes and it sleeps with you.
Uma wesilisa futhi nawe uyakudlwengula utikoloshi uqama usumuntu wesifazane.
And that togolosh even comes and troubles men and it rapes them and makes them to be like a woman.
Kodwa uma kuthandazwa nabo abantu bayakhululeka kulowo mandla obumnyama.
But when those people are prayed for, they are delivered from those powers of evil.
Abanye bethi nje awu kodwa kusanini ngoba kokunye uma kuhlwa bekhathazeka ukuthi oh, sengizoyibona ke lezi zinto zamandla obumnyama.
Some people can hardly sleep at night. They only long for the morning to break because they say, oh, if it's going to be night time, I'm going to be troubled and tormented by all these things.
Lapho kufakaza la umaka Zimoni ethi ngalelo gazi elaliqonsa ngathi hawu imakwa kwamandla yesathanisi lawo makwa kwaqonsa igazi.
And when Zimon's mother, Mrs. Loretta Segan, when she testified and she spoke about that dripping blood that troubled her, I said, yes, you see, that is the power of Satanism.
And
then I'm so grateful, though, that her father was somebody who knew God, and when he heard that, he had the discernment to say, that's not of God.
Abanye lana omunye mhlambe manganikwe ithuba ngelanga yokafakaze la baningi abajoinisile abanye babo mhlambe bafikile eshumini ebajoinisa iSatanis.
Now if some would be given the opportunity to testify, you'd hear how when they were involved in Satanism, how many others they got to join, maybe up to 10 other people they got to join them to Satanism.
Uthi Brin nangu vuma ngekhanda uyayazi leyo ndaba leyo sibambisene kakhulu naye kulezo zinto ey'njalo.
Unanda Brian, he's nodding his head here because he's aware of that. We work together with him a lot dealing with those kinds of things.
Manje labo bantu elijaka abanjengalelo bayayisika bese beliphuza igazi.
And people go and they cut themselves and then they drink that blood.
Sike sathola enye intombazane futhi yayihlupha kabi ifuna ihambe ifuna igazi labantu besifazane.
And there was a particular young woman who was really troubled going out on the hunt for the blood of other girls.
manje bawungaphili ke la uhleli la emission zongenwa iyo le moya le ephuma kubantu.
Now if you live here at the mission and you're not on fire for God, when these people are delivered from these evil spirits, they will leave them and then they'll enter you.
Ngampela noma nomulungisisa abantu ngiyantshela uma ungaqinile ngokomoya kuzongena kuwena lezi zifo lezi.
And I want to say to you, even though you belong to Kwasiza Bantu, but if you're not strong spiritually, these diseases will enter you.
Uma noma ngabe kwaliphi ihlelo uma nawe uwangena nje ngokuthi umfundisi ngoba uthanda nje nawe uyokuthila usigcina usungenwa yizo lezi zifo zifuna ukuthi ngempela kube isipho owasiphiwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi ungakwazi ukusiza abantu.
And if you, doesn't matter which denomination you're from, but you entered into God's work just because you like the idea of being a minister, and if that's the case, these evil spirits and diseases will enter you. And because that wasn't your calling, you must enter into this ministry only if it's your calling.
Sasile chosini ngemnye sikhlome tende samba no baba kaZimoni.
We once were there at with Uncle with Detlef Stegen, Zimon's dad, at Ntunzini pitching a tent there.
Baba kaZimoni uyelo.
Zimon's dad.
Sesiyahlonipha phela sathi namaZulu kwenkathi umbiza ngegama umuntu bebethi akukhobisa ukuthi umfana yabo. So
sometimes we
ungavela ushaya nje ukuthi uDetlef kuzojwayela uzokushesha. Kodwa nje ngeza nje mina mama ngithi ubaba kaZimoni bayayezwa laba, kodwa wena ubele uthi uDetlef awekho inkinga. Cha, hayi ke masileda useyasho umunye uthi hawu thandazani ngibeletha njalo ngenyanga kesikhombisa umntwana ufakwe ebhodleleni njalo.
And according to the Zulu, it's a custom of respect. It's better to say the father of the eldest son. So Zimon's father, we were there with him, and somebody came and said, you know, I always have a child in the seventh month, and then that child is placed in a bottle.
Manje wafika sebonga uNkulunkulu uthi awubelethe nginyanga sebeletha nginyanga yesishagalolunye ka9.
And in other words, maybe just having a natural abortion. And in the incubator, oh, thank you. The person is placed in the incubator.
Mind
and
you.
Then the person said, now I'm so grateful because now I have a child during the seventh month. Now I'm having it in the ninth month.
Uyise lo muntu ushayele lolu la ekhaya uhlonipha kabi umthandazo lelilolu elifishane elithuthi izibi uyawuhlonipha umthandazo ngoba emndenini wakhe kwahamba kahle.
And somebody who's a driver here at the mission, he honors and he respects prayer because that person, that it went well in the family due to prayer. And that's why it is said a person is saved through their faith.
Mark 11 verse 24, lithi uma ukholwa uthandaza ukholwa uyokwenzelwa into. All found.
In Mark 11, verse 24, it says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it.
Kodwa umuthandazo unamagqubo ungathetheleli ubaba esezulwini ngeke akuthethelele.
But if you pray and there's unforgiveness in your life, then your heavenly Father also will not forgive you.
Kanjalo ungawucela imthandazo na ukuthi usizakale kulokhu nakulokhu nakulokhu, kodwa uma usabuswa amagqubo ngeke uNkulunkulu ayiphendule imthandazo yakho.
And so in the same way, you can ask for prayer, but if you've got grudges in your life, then God will not answer your prayer.
Ubaba ka Anya.
Anya's dead.
Olunye usuku wathi hey ufake umanyolo la ehlahleni umanyolo obiza 600,000 ehlahleni lezi zikakwatapheya.
He fertilized the avo trees and that fertilizer cost 600,000.
wathi akuthandazele imvula.
And he said, please pray for rain.
Sathi awungathi mina ngenhliziyo awu empeleni akaboni yini ukuthi kusebusika manje kanti wesibili neBhayibheli ithi cela imvula ngesikhathi sasehlobo noma sesikhathi sa.
And then I said,
ngasho ngenhliziyo,
in my heart, doesn't he realize it's winter time now and the Bible also says pray for rain in its time and its season?
Kanti angazi ukuthi kusho ngokholwa.
And I didn't know that he was saying it through in faith.
Yacela ngolwesibili imvula.
On the Tuesday, he asked that we should pray for rain.
Lana ngolwesine.
And it rained on the Thursday.
Kanti umisa class ban class awusho. Baba class yeah manje ukuthi ngithi
Mr. Redlingeis.
Yeah. Wacela imvula naye kulesibili naye secela ethu sefaka umanyolo futhi.
And he also asked for rain on the Tuesday. He said he's put out some fertilizer and he needs rain.
Acela kulesibili ngolesihlandana.
And he asked for rain on the Tuesday. That Friday it rained.
Kanti kuzoba nomcimbi lapha ya omusho kuvula kwendlu leya Sean.
And then it was there during the opening of the new Aquila factory that was going to be on the Friday.
Aquila lapha kanti la ishaya imvula.
And then it really rained on that day.
Manje asiqonda ngathini ukuthi we kufanele ingacelwe imvula.
Now we didn't realize, oh, we shouldn't actually ask for rain.
Akho baqala abanye ukukhonona njengabantwana baka Israel.
Some started murmuring like the children of Israel.
But hey, ucelwe imvula kungakafanele manje uka manje na imvula.
But this is now you ask for rain at the wrong time. Now look at it, it's raining.
Manje lento njoba sikhuluma nje ke manje abapheshaya bayizwa.
Now as you are speaking here, those in Europe here.
Manje nabo ke sebefika bethi hey siyezwa ukuthi abantu bayasizakala emoyeni emibi awusize nathi umndeni wami nosibani bani namndeni wami nami uhlushwa emoyeni emibi.
And they, somebody came and said, we hear people there are delivered from evil spirits and said, somebody in my family is also troubled by that.
Ukhona omunye nje omazi umalume owakamagoso naye kade izolo uthe hey awusize ingane yethu anisizeni ingane yethu sesibhedlela ayilale ebusuku.
And somebody else also came and said, our child is there in hospital and cannot sleep at night.
Sengithola ucingo uthi lalile ebusuku.
And now I received a phone call. The child was able to sleep.
Ngoba becela ubaba ngoba uphuma le kude kwathiwa hawu uxola ubaba ukhathele. Manje usevele usethi ndiyakuthandazweni. Manje nothi angazi ngambonga ngithini uNkulunkulu ingane yami ngithi izobuyela kwelaseSwazini sibuyelise isidumbu. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ilala ubuthongo.
And said, please ask Reverend to pray for him and or her. And said that he's come from very far, he's very tired, but nevertheless, the message was passed on. And now the prince said, I don't know how to say thank you because my child could sleep, and I thought my child would go back to Swaziland as a corpse. You see the cedar tree, the symbol of the cedar tree. This cedar tree was seen in a vision.
Manje anibona nina sihlobisile nje kanti umbono wachaza ukuthi uchaza ukuthini ukuthi kohlala inyoni eyiningi kulesahlahla ezinye zazo zise ziphelele zona kulesahlahla.
And now you maybe just think of it as a pretty emblem and symbol, but it had, when that vision was seen, the meaning of it was also explained. That on the branches of the cedar tree would sit many birds, and many of them would stay there forever and will actually even come to an end there.
Kwase chazwa ukuthi ke chaza ukuthi ke kobana kofika izizwe ngezizwe ngezizwe zibe khona kulesi sihlahla lesi ngisha amakhosi ayofikela kuona lesi sihlahla lesi.
And it was explained, different nations would come from all over. And kings would come to this cedar tree.
mina ke ngaba nongabaza ke ngoba ngangazi ukuthi umfundisi Stekeni yena yedwa umhlophe.
And I doubted about that vision and the explanation because I said I only know Reverend Stekeni, this one white man.
Kufika kanjani sizwe ngesizwe bengamfuni kangaka ivangeli lakhe bengalifuni kwamaphumulo.
I said, how will different nations come to him and to this gospel? Even at Mapumulo, they didn't want to hear anything about the gospel.
Because
the law was against him at Mapumulo, and he didn't have any permission to go into the people's areas to go and hold funerals. Every time he had to get special permission from the magistrate. And he wanted a place to erect the mission at Mapumulo and didn't get any land.
Why say tola lindawo?
And then he got this land.
Lindawo ke ingakho ke nibona manje noma ubona umuntu egqokile emsini gqokele ufakele unalo lapha noma nibona enkonzweni ubekele lapha chaza lokho ke ninda abantu abasha nifuna ukwazi umlando. Injalo ukuthoka siza abantu bese kubekwa lo lapha. Ufuna ukunichazela thina esiwazi umlando ukuze nogcine.
And that's why if you work now for Mseni Farming, you've got that emblem of the cedar tree on your overalls, on your working clothes. And that's why on the letterhead and as a symbol of the mission, we see that cedar tree. We want to explain it to you. You younger people that don't know the history, that you will know what it means and that you can uphold that.
Naba khama kuma dash form nama khama kuma sontweni lama enhie tshwana ushanda kusho njalo nabo funa abazi ukuthi kungani kukhona lelupha ukuze niqonde ukuthi kwasukela lapho funa ngisho ngisaphila ngoba ngase nina ningaqonda ukuthi okwani lokho kubekwa kanje kubekwa chaza lokho.
And also those who come from a Dutch Reformed or the enhie kerk background, you need to also know and understand that, and we need to explain it to you whilst you are still alive. Otherwise, you'll never know and understand what is the background, what is the history of that, and what is the meaning of it.
And uhambe xolisa kubo bonke laba owabafaka wabafluenza owafaka umoya wesatanis obey devil worship.
Here at the mission, even many white people were helped, delivered, and especially the one person also that, or those that would go and influence others with this devil worship, satanism.
Anqedanga ke ukusebenza kwaNkulunkulu ukuthi usebenza kanjani ngoba ngamanga sengibale nje amagantsha ngamagantsha ukuthi sesihambe la kube ukuthi befike bethi lana ngoba ukhona oyedwa nangifuna ngimosho loyedwa wafika enesifo sohlangothi ngimbone lapha kwamagoso ngathi hawuba wena wathi hayi ngangekhona ngenkathi kusavulekile la izinsizo zomphathi okhathazekile nganginesifo sohlangothi sengiyashayela imoto manje.
Now I haven't excuse me.
Sorry.
I haven't mentioned everything. I haven't mentioned even a bit of the Lord's working and what God is doing. One could keep on, and if one would mention what God is doing at the different branches of the mission. There was just so many reasons. Let me still mention this. When I was there at near Pomeroy, Makoso, and there was a man that I met there, and I saw him, and I asked him, "Who are you?" And he said, "No, I was one of those who was one of the first that came when the Concerned Young People from South Africa, that ministry was opened. And I came to the mission. I'd had a stroke. I was paralyzed and lame on the one side." And he said, "Now I can drive. I'm driving a vehicle or a lorry." Another person said, "My child gets epileptic fits and so on, has always got to be brought with a vehicle."
Athi hawo manje sokuhamba kahle kakhulu uNkulunkulu uyisizile.
And the person said, "It's going so well now. The Lord has helped that child."
Ubesiza kakhulu uDokotela Fanede nesela eCranskop.
Dr. Van Eerden really helped us a lot while he still had a surgery at Kranskop. He had the discernment to notice when
I'm asking him now, I don't know whether he said yes or not. Or he said yes.
When there were illnesses that were normal medical illnesses, and there were other illnesses that were brought about by a spiritual oppression. And somebody would come and say, you know, the doctor says, medically speaking, there's nothing wrong with me, but I'm sick, so there's a spiritual cause for it. There is something like that. The gospel is sweet. And when you speak about this, you just...
I'm asking him now, I don't know whether he said yes or not. Or he said yes.
When there were illnesses that were normal medical illnesses, and there were other illnesses that were brought about by a spiritual oppression. And somebody would come and say, you know, the doctor says, medically speaking, there's nothing wrong with me, but I'm sick, so there's a spiritual cause for it. There is something like that. The gospel is sweet. And when you speak about this, you just taste and you just see how sweet and wonderful the gospel is. We open to the book or the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 3. Now, I'm not rushing. I'm giving you time to open your Bible. And even if there are grannies in our midst, the person next to them can open the Bible for them.
Chapter 3.
And I'm sure wherever you are, even if you're listening at home and you didn't have your pen with you, now you've been able to take your pen and jot down this reference.
And
now, I'm not going to speak at length on this, and I'm not going to read a long passage, because I've already spoken quite a bit on the working of the Lord. So let's read then from this passage.
Ukuba sihlanganyela kuKristu uma sibambisisa ithemba lethu lokuqala ukuze kube sekupheleni.
Take care, brothers. Lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end.
Verse 15, Oman kuthiwa namuhla, umanilizwe izwi lakhe, ningazenzi lukhulu inhliziyo zenu njengasekucinuleni.
As it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
Siyoqina lapho.
We'll end reading there.
Lana lithi ke akucwaye abazalwane.
Here it says that the brethren ought to take care.
Khuluma nabantu abazalwane.
It's spoken to the brethren.
Nawe mzalwane lapho khona ulalele ukuthi kuthiwani uma ngabe umzalwane.
And you too, brother, sister, there where you are, listen and pay heed if indeed you are a brother or a sister.
Ukuthi ungabikho noyedwa ohlubukisa omunye kuloNkulunkulu ophila.
That you would take care lest there is anything that would lead you to fall away from the living God.
Onenhliziyo embi ezokuhlubukisa kuloNkulunkulu wena omkhonzayo.
That there'd be an evil, unbelieving heart that would lead you to fall away from the living God whom you serve.
We are born awena usuhlubukile kuloNkulunkulu ophilayo.
And you see that you who have fallen away from the living God.
Sesikubone kaningi phakathi kwethu abantu behlubuka bemshiya besishiya.
And we have seen it many times that people fall away from the living God and they leave us.
Angabazi ukuthi nabo bayisola lapho bekhona futhi mina ngiyabakhulekela ukuthi babuye bebuye.
And I don't doubt there where they are that they have regrets, and I pray for them that the Lord would bring them back.
Noma ngabe ungaliphi isonto noma ngabe iRome iluthela mhlawumbe usahlubuka wayishiya inkonzo owakwadi kuyona. Ngiyakhulekela ukuthi buyela enkonzeni okwadi uyona ngoba yayikusizile mhlambe wadonsa ukuthi nje kuleyo nkonzo leyo awu kuvele kudliwe inyama yabaphansi.
And I also pray for you, no matter if you're even from a different denomination, but you've fallen away from God, and because of that you've fallen away from your church, that you return there where you were helped initially.
Nantoke izwi yasixwayisa ke bazalwane ukuthi singahlubuki kuloNkulunkulu ophilayo.
And here is this word, brethren, warning us not to fall away from the living God.
Ungahlubukiswa umkakho.
Your wife may cause you to fall away.
Esehlangene nabahlubukile, ke ngikhuluma iqiniso, esehlangene nabahlubukile umkakho.
Maybe your wife is one with those who have forsaken.
Mhlawumbe indoda yakho isihlangene nabahlubukile.
Maybe your husband is together with those who have forsaken.
Uthwale kanzima ngokuthi lo muntu akasahlangene nisendlini kodwa lihlukene phakathi.
It's terrible where you are in one house under the same roof and yet you are not one.
Mhlawumbe ingane zakho zikuhlubukile sezifuna ukukhipha loNkulunkulu ophilayo.
Maybe your children have fallen away from God and they've forsaken you, and they are also influencing you to leave your faith.
Manje xwaya ke mzalwane ukuthi zingakuhlubukisa ingane kuloNkulunkulu ophilayo.
Brethren, beware lest your children cause you to fall away from the living God whom you serve.
Ungafani njengoEli owacimeza khona.
Don't be like Eli, who closed his eye, or winked an eye at his children's sin. He who had to rebuke them and he didn't.
manje kufanele mawumfundisi uma usubona izinto ukuthi ayisahambi kahle la noma umama uyambona makoti akasagqoki kahle ngendlela agqoka ngafanele agqoke ngayo khuza umhlola ukuthi makoti ayi ingubo zakho ayisezinhle emfishane manje sunjengentombazane la ekhaya.
And if you see things going wrong, either as a wife or as a husband, don't keep quiet about it. If you as a husband see that your wife's style of dress has changed, now she's wearing shorter and shorter skirts, say to her, no, that's not right. You're not a young girl anymore. You shouldn't dress like that.
Oh, mama, babekelwe lokho. No, baba, babekelwe lokho. Ukhuza ukuthi nampa, 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 ukoti.
Wives and husbands have that responsibility to take care, to have an eye to see, and to then reprimand when they see things going wrong. When you see that kind of dress doesn't befit your wife. I don't know medically what the doctors say about a person that speaks as loud or maybe even shouts as I do. Because as I'm getting older, I'm finding that I'm speaking louder and louder. And when I speak, it's like you're not hearing. I've got to speak even louder and almost shout that you'll hear me.
Kodwa mina ke angilingisi hayi ukuthi ngiyalingisa ngalokho ukuthi ngimemeze kakhulu mhlambe sengiyalingisa khona ukuzozwakala sekathi impelo siyavutha ke impelo sesemoyeni.
But I'm not doing it on purpose or maybe trying to impress anybody that I'm in the spirit, that's why I'm speaking so loud.
Ngoba ngisho dadewethu mangikhuluma ngizothi ngiyakuzwa mfethu awuthi kwehlisa.
Because when I sit with my sister and I speak to her, she says, my brother, I can hear you. You don't need to speak so loud. So then I realize, oh, I'm actually shouting. So don't be astounded if you find me speaking loud and shouting. And even our leader, when he got older and in those years, he would also speak very loud and people would say, you're
shouting.
But I think those people that then get hearing aids, it seems like that also tones down their level, their volume level. Now let's get back to this, which says, take care.
Take care, which is,
so take care, beware, watch out, be careful.
Watch
out that even your child would not cause you to stumble in the faith. Or any other family member, your brother, sister, anybody, that they would not cause you to fall away from the faith. And then it says, command or exhort one another every day. Help your brother and say, brother, you ought not to dress like this. Help that girl and say, my girl, that dress that you've got on, it's too tight. It's really, you know, it's clinging to you now. That's now too small for you. I helped a certain young man these days, although I won't mention him by name. You find now men are now wearing these slim fit trousers that are really so tight around the ankles, it really just goes according to the shape of the leg. And I said, listen here.
Uma mina yobulungisa kimi ngizokuthatha manje ngizothi mfundisi nanga ufuna ukuthembisa uyoma kanjani epulpit.
If I would say now, because I'm your counselor, if I would go to the minister and I would say, yeah, somebody now who feels that he should get engaged, how will you be able to stand as you are there at the pulpit? Because it's now just... it's like a little young frog.
Manje ngithi uma kanjani ngoba noma kumile ubona abantu bemaphikwana nje bemabethi kakhulu nabasebenzayo emsebenzini manje uzobuza ukuthi ayibo usugqoka kanje ngoba usebenza hayi ngizobe ngishintshe i-talent izo hey umsomloko nje ngowathenga amabhluku ngoba ngazi ukuthi mina nje ngeke uzungibone nje uma usothi usofuna ukukhetha ngeke uzungibone ngizothi mfundisi nanga ufuna uyoqala kubuza abuke phansi abuke phezulu ukuthi mina ngilethe umuntu onje angifuniki ukuthi mina ngilethe umuntu ozobuya abuke mina umfundisi ukuthi ngilethe umuntu vele ogqoka amabhuluku style.
And that person said, you know, Monday, first thing, I'm going to buy myself new pairs of trousers because I said, you know, I can't take you like this to the minister and say so-and-so feels they should get engaged. He will just look up and down and say, now, what kind of a person are you bringing to me? And that will reflect badly on me. Now, you know, the amazing thing is, it's not only the young men that dress like that, not only the sons, even the fathers, they also dress like that. And the son actually looks at his father and he gets that example from him. By that, you're bringing down the standard of the revival. You are bringing down the standard of the revival whilst Reverend Stegan is still alive and whilst we are still alive. Now today you can't see anymore. Is this a young girl or not? Because now they get dressed and like young wives get dressed. Maybe they're trying to hide. They're trying to hide the fact that they're no longer virgin. Maybe I'm speaking the truth here. Allow me to speak it as I do from the pulpit. And if I wouldn't be at the pulpit, I'd be able to demonstrate to you how you can see from a girl, whether that girl, by the way that she walks and the way that she behaves, whether she's a pure virgin or not. By being dressed, you can see that. And that girl wants to hide that you cannot see that she is pure. Or that she's not pure. And by that, I'm not saying that you should expose your body in any way, not at all. But you know, people used to learn from the older co-workers in the past. They would go past them and say, if I'm dressed like this, what do you think? Is this right? Or what does it look like to you? I went to a certain place to go and buy a pair of pants some time ago. A pair of trousers and a jacket, so a suit to have it fitted. So what I had wasn't fitting me very well anymore. So the first thing, my sister said, go and put it on and come and let me have a look. Because she's now fulfilling the role of my mother. And it's good that she's hearing what I'm saying. I'm not telling a lie. She said, look that side. Turn around. Put on the button. No, it fits you well.
Kwabadala bekubuke ukuthi ulokho okuthengile kunjani ukulinganise kahle bekubuka ukuthi ngempela akuzukulimaza yena umsebenzi wenkosi ungathi uyisebenzi nje bese beba nenkingi ukuthi bahamba nawe bahamba nomuntu onjengo ofana ukuthi yena umuntu womgwaqo.
And that's how it used to be, young people. You would buy your clothing, you would put it on, and then an older person would look and see, is it right? Does it befit you? Does it befit your station as a co-worker and as a preacher, that when you go on a preaching trip, not that people look at you and it looks like you're coming off the street.
Take
care, beware, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart.
Usukuwabona yini lo muntu othi umzalwane ukuthi akasakholwa wena ngokwakho subaxwayile na abazalwane phakathi kwakho na uhambisana nabo?
Have you taken care of others? Have you taken note of others that you are with, that there's nobody with an unbelieving heart?
Usukuwabona nje ukuthi usibani mani akasaphili ngokomoya ubenga njena.
Have you ever noticed that so and so is no longer believing because they were not like that before?
Usukuyibona indoda yakho ukuthi njengamanje ayisaphili ngokomoya?
Have you ever noticed that your husband, as he is now, behaving now, that he's no longer alive spiritually?
Usukuyambona umkakho ukuthi uyaphila ngomoya noma akaphili ngokomoya?
Have you ever taken note of your wife, whether she's alive and well spiritually or not?
Mhlawumbe awukwazi ngisho ukubona ngisho lokho.
Maybe you cannot even take note of that.
Ulula nje ukuthi unkosikazi ubone ukuthi uyakholwa noma wakholwa, awuthi akathandaze uzumthandazo wakhe ukuthi unjani.
It's very easy to take note and to see whether your wife is still has a believing heart or not. Just ask her to pray and you'll be able to sense it from her prayer.
Awubuzi ukuthi ugcine nini ukubona umlungisisi wakho, uyakwenza lokho neingane zakho uyayibuza lokho.
Ask her and ask your children, have you ever done that? When last have they seen their counselor?
Mhlawumbe awukwenzi.
Maybe you don't do that.
Kanti kufanele lo muntu ume sehambile umama akwazi ngolunye usuku ukuyibona inkosi ngenxa yakho nje ngenxele ukumphilela kwakho uNkulunkulu.
But your wife, one day when she should leave this world, she ought to be able to see the Lord and go to the Lord because of you having helped her.
Jabula kakhulu mina ngoba umkami wesehamba ngajabula sethi hawo Nkosi yemukela umphefumulo wami.
I was so grateful when my wife, my late wife, when she passed away, she was able to say, Lord, receive my spirit.
Ngoba lapho ngishada ngo-1969.
When I got married in 1969, it was said, you see, as you two are getting married, you ought to ask each other and say, is there in no way that I've harmed you or hurt you? The one should ask the other. And if there's something, then you need to make it right immediately.
Lo khulu uthando.
And your love will grow.
Ngeke lwehle uthando.
Your love will not wane.
Mhlambe nohlulwa nawe ukuthi nje wazi wamuhle mkami.
Maybe you cannot even say, oh my wife, you look so beautiful.
Mhlambe uhluleka nawe ukuthi wazi wayinhle indoda yami.
Maybe you cannot even say, my husband, you know, you look so handsome.
Yini angahleka?
Why don't you laugh?
Nikujwayele lokho.
Are you used to saying that? Well, maybe I don't see your smiles because you've got your masks on.
Angathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ke bazalwane ngalelizwi leli libe inkonzo usuku lonke likushumayeze ukuthi ngempela xwaya.
Oh, brethren, may God help us through this word, that this word will stay with us and speak to us throughout the day. Beware, take care.
Kaningi ngisho ukuthi hey baba kahota ngiyabona ngathi usibanibana sami sani naye.
And often I would go to Holder's father and say, I see it seems like so and so is no longer going with us.
Achingani.
And he would say, why?
And I say,
I can hear it from even from the way that they preach.
And
you can even take it from the way that a person preaches that you no longer one with that person. And when a person is testifying, where you can see, oh no, here, they're adding some lies. That's what Dr. Van Eerden said. When people testify, they even eventually add some lies.
Because I'm saying a pattern.
Now I'm closing my service. For the sake of those who've just entered, let me repeat our scripture, Hebrews 3 from verse 12. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God, but exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Because if a person has an unbelieving heart, that person will be hardened and they won't hear, even if you rebuke or reprimand that person. And even if you command that person, don't look at evil pictures on the internet, pornography, then that person will continue and persist in that because that's like a drug to that person. Which I drank an energy booster, Red Bull, but it was like a drug.
Hey, we are now Baba Simon. Hey, man, I said, Lulanje, Sipere Malilan, Mengitaya, you mind your credit spools or mind your funuk pools, funuk tingles spools.
And Simon's father would know if we'd be on our way to Malalan, I would say, can we maybe buy something to drink somewhere, just have a beverage?
Master says, Hamba no Zondi, no Gubani, no Masamba. And
having this like it's like a cold drink, but it's an energy booster. And even to Wartburg or other places where I would go with Baba Zondi, I would buy this and I would drink this energy booster. But after that, I'd get some punishment for having drunk it. There would be a pain here in a muscle here at the back. My kidneys. I would get a pain in my kidney.
Oh, njalo nje ngithi awuvele bathi uvele uma sokuphuzela buyehlise ngamanzi kodwa mina ngayifuna.
And they always say, you know, when you drink it, you've got to follow up with water. Otherwise, it's be tough on your system and your kidneys.
Hey, ngayinqoba.
And then I overcame it.
Manje angisayi phuzi.
I don't drink it anymore.
Manje mangiyibuka nje ithi hawu mngani wami wakusala kahle.
Now when I look at it, I say, my friend, farewell to you.
Mangifika esitolo, hayi ngayibuka ati ugwenya mathi.
And once I went to the shop and I saw it, and I had to swallow my spittle.
Aw mangithe crosscope lapha ngiyabuka futhi nakho futhi eyi kaphatha awe Musa, 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 junga pose.
And even in Kranskop, when I'd see it, I'd speak, say to myself, no, don't you dare. Now I'm even running away from Coke. Why? Because it can become like a drug. And
now
even if you give it to me, you present it to me as a gift, I maybe just say thank you very much because I won't embarrass, don't want to embarrass you, but then I'll give it to somebody else.
Manje ke ekugcineni kuverse 15 lithi uma kuthiwa namuhla uma nelizwa izwi lakhe ningazenzi lukhulu inhliziyo zenu njengasecenuleni.
And in verse 15 it says, as it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
Ekucunuleni isizulu esidala lesi ukuthi hey ungcasulile umuntu ngiphatheke kabi ngcasukile ecunileni no kushukunuka ufana nokuthi umuntu umnuke awumnukela kunukele ngokuthi manje wena umthukuthelisile wenzo kubi wabulala abanye nje bakubulawana nje emhlabeni jikelele abantu bahlala becasukile namhlanje.
Now the word in the rebellion here in the Zulu is a very particular word which includes the meaning of when there was just arguing and there was fighting and there was friction and there was bad feelings and it was just like a stench in your nostrils. That's how it is. When people, you like a stench to them, that's like the rebellion.
Ungabi bukhuni ungayenzi belukhuni inhliziyo yakho phenduka mzalwane nawe uma busebacunulile abazalwane wabathukuthelisa abantu noma ngamzalwane waziwa ngalokho noma namancoko phenduka.
So today if you hear this word and you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
Nawe mhlambe abazalwane busubahlukisa ekukholweni kwabo uqove ebandleni bayakubona manje ukuthi awulungile ufuna ubahluka bahlukene phakathi ebandla mhlambe ngenxa yakho phenduka.
And you that have brought about division and you that have even maybe caused people to fall away from the faith, you too need to repent.
Mhlambe njengamanje nihleba umholi niyamhleba mhlambe nihleba abazalwane senihlukene phakathi.
Maybe you're gossiping and you're slandering your leader and other brethren and you're dividing the church. Repent from that.
Maybe
you're gossiping about your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your husband. Repent from all of that.
No man shall be found in school any. Ulseba ngoti shaba fundisayo. No more nurse. No more doctor. Laglezo dawo isona. Au pendu laglezo sintenja. Lungo ba bantu. Basubuge se kolwe. Shamba ku inkonzo nje namshange. Au yeng inkonzo nje velo atatingu boa. Au isanza au washa. Au pendu laglezo sintenja ngales.
And whether you're a school child, maybe you're gossiping about your teachers. Maybe there where you are, you're gossiping about the other nurses, maybe the doctors. No, repent from that. Maybe you're causing people to fall away from the faith. Maybe even today you said, I'm not even going to church. You just took and said, I'm doing my washing today. You've got to repent from
that.
This word, brethren, that we've heard today, or to reign in our hearts.
Maybe
you're a builder in the building department. Maybe the electrical or the plumbing department. And the others who work with you, they know you already. You've got a reputation that you don't live a godly life.
Penduka ke kusenamuhla ungaze ufike ulaka olukhulu olusayo sibhekene manje ne COVID abathi eza ngo June asazi sonke ukuthi izosifica ngandlelani.
So today, do not harden your heart. Don't wait. Don't waste time. Don't delay. Because they say there's another wave of COVID coming. We don't know how it's going to come and what it's going to do to us.
Manje mangabe uNkulunkulu esakwenzela umusa awuphenduke kulezo ndlela endlingalezo.
So if God has been merciful to you, then repent from those ways.
I stand up, sir.
Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu wethu uyasithanda.
Oh God, you love us.
Ukuthi sisaphila sizwe izwi elisixwayisayo lenkonzo isixwayiso.
That while we are alive, we can hear this message of warning.
Singayipha ukuthi ibisixwayiso inkonzo esithole namhlanje.
We can say, Lord, that this message that you gave us today is a warning message.
Ukuthi kumele uNkulunkulu sihlole singabanzalwane ukuthi sihamba kanjani ekholweni njengoba iculo lisho.
And that we as brethren ought to examine ourselves how we are walking as that chorus and that song also says.
Ukuze uNkulunkulu igama lakho likhazimliswe.
That Lord, your name may be glorified.
Wena uhleli esihlalweni sobukhosi uthokoze ngempilo zethu.
That you as you are seated on the throne may be pleased with our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Eh ukuhlala esihlalweni sobukhosi into enkulu kabi.
To sit on the throne is an amazing thing.
Athu Jesu abanqobayo bayohlala nami esihlalweni sami sobukhosi.
And Jesus said, those who overcome will sit together with me on the throne.
Abanga ukuthi umhlaba omkhulu kangaka. Leso sihlalo sikhulu kangakanani.
Now just imagine how big this world is. So how big isn't that throne?
I guess phila impilo ke bazalani yokunqoba.
Brethren, let's live a life of victory.
Sizocela kasivalele ngeculo ke azocula bese ke sonke ke siyasukuma ke laba abathanda ukusala belungise bangasala belungise bakhona balungisise.
So we'll ask them to lead us in a chorus as we close.
Lina Mandela.